Welcome to Wonders, a one-hit wonder podcast. I am your host, Ian Zandi, comedian based out of Los Angeles. Los Angeles, City of Angels. They're everywhere. You can't escape them. You go down to the liquor store, you go down to the bodega. That's exactly what they call them here in LA. You go down to the bodega, so many angels there hogging up the line. That's exactly why they call it the City of Angels. This is not exactly what the podcast is about. Anyways, this is Wonders, a one-hit wonder podcast. Each episode, we have a special guest of mine, usually a comedian. They pick a one-hit wonder. There are no rules, you know, just generally whatever we consider to be a one-hit wonder. Maybe it's a band that just has a very popular song. They're just mostly known for that. Sure, that's a one-hit wonder in my book. Today we have a very special guest. You know her as the host of a parenting comedy podcast, First-Time Parent, and you can find her on Thursday nights on Twitch for the Pack Theater. Please welcome Allie Ramirez.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I'm just so excited to talk.
just the concept.
Any human interaction right now is super exciting.
I am still here, so we're good with that. But no, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, I will admit, Ian, I'm a little bit of a fan. You've been performing. I've been watching. Not like I'm not stalking you, but you perform. I've seen you perform. I know you do a lot of stand up, so I'm always very excited if when our paths cross, which very rarely happens, but when it does, I'm very excited. So,
The fueling is mutual. I know you've done some of my shows. I've done some of your shows. I think you did my Twilight Zone show, the Tales from the Laugh Dimension. You were great on that. I was just on your sketch team show. The name is escaping me.
Oh, it doesn't. We did a moonshot show, and it was
moonshot. That's right.
It was very funny. We did a very fun theme where we were doing a PTA Zoom fundraiser, and you played a janitor, which was so funny. He was so like this janitor who's like he has no job, and so what does he do? Like the thing he does. It was very funny. It was such a fun show.
No, it was fantastic. Everyone was in character and stuff. Makes me miss live theater. But I brought you in today. We're going to talk about Alvin and the Chipmunks. The Chipmunks song, Christmas Don't Be Late.
Oh my goodness.
What a song.
When I agreed to do this, I realized this is the second podcast where I've been a guest talking about Alvin and the Chipmunks.
What?
Which
what was
tells
the other
me-
one?
I did, the name's going to escape me right now. I did a podcast. It was also a fellow Pack Theater podcast about old retro TV shows.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to find the name. Don't you worry. I'll find it. but it literally was like, wow, I really have a thing for Alvin and the Chipmunks. So,
no, that's great. Cool. Yeah, this was actually reversed. Like I said, at the top of the show, usually I have the comedian pick whatever one-hit wonder they want. This one, hopefully it comes out the week of Christmas. If you're listening to this right now, hopefully distribution got approved and they pushed this out the week of Christmas. But yeah, a lot of people don't think about this song as a one-hit wonder because it's a very popular property. Specifically in the 80s and 90s, it was freaking huge, and even the 50s and 60s.
Oh, yeah.
But this is indeed their only number one hit. And it did hit number one. Not only that, but I did a little bit of digging. This is probably one of the first, if not the first ever one hit wonder ever. Because
really?
The chart was made in 1958 when this song came out.
Oh, wow.
So you get that special distinction of picking the first one hit wonder. Ever.
I'm the one hit wonder picker. I did it. I win. Thank you so much.
You win. Thank we you. Can end this podcast. Thank God. people are cheering on the streets. Exactly the same as when Trump lost.
It's crazy. It's the same energy.
The same energy. People are honking. I am muting them out right now. One thing about this podcast, because of the nature that it is a podcast, unfortunately, we can't actually play the song. We can't play any songs because of copyright. That's cool. We want people to have their money. But the good thing about One Hit Wonders is that everyone has heard them. Everyone knows this song.
Yeah.
So we could talk all about it. You can think about it in your mind. You can look it up. You can listen it on your favorite music platform. So yeah, let's go into a little bit of the history of the song.
Yes.
So I'm just going to read off the Wikipedia page, and then we could talk about it.
Yes.
So taken from their Wikipedia page, the Chipmunk song, Christmas Don't Be Late, is a novelty Christmas song written by Ross, I'm going to butcher this name, Bagdasarian, under the stage name Dave Seville, which I will probably just use from here on, in 1958. Seville sang and recorded the song, varying the tape speeds to produce high-pitched chipmunk voices, but the recording credits for the vocals go to Alvin and the Chipmunks, the cartoon band. Which doesn't actually exist, but it does according to the music industry. The song actually won 3 Grammy Awards in 1958. It won Best Comedy Performance, Best Children's Recording, and Best Engineered Record. It also had the distinction of being the only Christmas record to reach number one on the same chart until Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You did so 61 years later.
I hope she listened to Alvin and the Chipmunks and was like, I'm going to beat you, Alvin.
I'm going to beat it. She made that song specifically just to cut it down.
It's true. If you hear the extended version, she's like, F you, Alvin. I got this.
If you play it backwards, it's Mariah Carey whispering. Like, it doesn't sound like the same song at all.
No.
It's just, I will be...
I'm going to get those chipmunks. I'm going to be number one.
That's exactly. It sounds like a Scooby-Doo villain.
Absolutely.
Would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling chipmunks.
Yep.
The song was very successful, reaching number one on the Hot 100, as we mentioned, which was actually established that year, becoming the Chipmunks' first and only, as well as Dave Seville's actually second number one single. So he has 2 number ones. He's technically not a one-hit wonder, but his fictional band is.
Wow.
And the song is featured in a lot of serious movies.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Rocky VI.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Hold on. I want to see if you could guess some of the movies it's been in.
Well, first off, you said serious movies, and then you said Rocky VI. Like, I don't know if Rocky VI is the most serious movie.
That's fair. I've never seen it.
I feel like it loses its seriousness as it goes down the line. Like, most serious, Rocky. Next to most serious, Rocky II. I don't know about Rocky VI. I feel like he's just exhausted. Okay, what are these other movies?
I've never seen Rocky VI. I don't think I've seen any of the Rockies. I've seen Rocky and Bullwinkle.
It's just like that. It's exactly like
Rocky and Bullwinkle. Fun fact, has never had a number one single. But their creator does. No, I'm kidding.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know who made Rocky. Tune in. Write us a letter to Wonders, a One Hit Wonder podcast, if you know if the creator of Rocky and Bullwinkle indeed has a one-hit wonder. We will do that episode next.
Perfect.
The rest of the movie is Donnie Brasco, which I think is that Johnny Depp mobster movie.
Yeah, that's a Johnny Depp mobster movie, which I feel like I've seen, but I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Same. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Almost Famous. There must have been a Christmas scene or something.
Same. I've also seen that movie, but I couldn't tell you anything about it.
And Fate of the Furious, one of the most recent sequels to the Fast and Furious franchise.
That's the one I've seen the most. I've seen that movie 8 times.
The most. So you've seen this many times.
Clearly. I mean, that's my jam. Yeah, that's another franchise where it's like there's so many. I'm not saying they're bad. There's just so many of them.
No, there's so many. I can't keep up, but yeah, they're fun. They're fun.
They're fun. Yes, they are fun.
Yeah, circling back, again, I usually let the guest choose what song they want, but you chimed in, you wanted to do this. I want to put out feelers for who wanted to do the Alvin and Chipmunks episode. Why did you want to do this episode?
Okay, so, I lived with my grandparents from the age of 10 on. And before that, I would see my grandparents all the time. Like, I'd spend weekends there. Love my grandparents. And they had a record collection, and this was one of the records. So this was, we would play this not just at Christmas. It was like, oh, let's play the records. We would play it. It had the, I think he had like the original sleeve. I don't, he, my grandparents still might have this in an attic somewhere, but like the original like record in the sleeve and the out. And I think it just had this one song on the front, and it might've had something else on the B side, but it definitely had this song. And so like, I would play it. I would lip sync to it. It was like my absolute favorite was this album and the Chipmunks Christmas. It just, it's so near and dear. And in fact, I hadn't listened to it. I haven't listened to it in years. And why I listened to it in to get ready for this podcast. And I was like, I know every word. I know the timing. I know the sarcastic moment, the way Alvin says, okay. Like I knew it, like I knew every second of that song. And then I was in the car with my kids and I was like, oh, I'll listen to it right now so they can hear it. My kids are like, play it again, mom. We listened to it 4 times today.
Oh my God.
Because they just were like, because they know Alvin and the Chipmunks. So they're just like, this song is cool. This is a cool song, mom. Play it again. There's just something about it that like, it just yells imagination and funny and Christmas all like in one little chipmunk package.
No, I completely agree. And whether or not people like this song, I don't think anybody can ever deny that it is so freaking catchy.
Yes.
It will get stuck in your head.
Yes.
Whether you do like it or not.
Right. Yeah. And it's such a simple, like it's simple. It's just a simple little melody. It's nothing crazy.
Yeah. I do very light research for this. I will just be upfront. I'm not a music whiz. But I read somewhere on the internet with no credit that Mr. Seville basically does not know how to play music or any music theory or instruments or anything. He was just fiddling around doing novelty songs, got the first one-hit wonder, played around with the speeds, and then made this. But he made a very catchy song not knowing how to make music.
Right. Man, it's so like... It makes me so happy. I can't put that song on without being like, oh, now I'm in a good mood. Like, oh no, this will be my new song for 2021, guys. I'm gonna listen to it every morning.
Oh, no. Did you like watch the cartoons growing up or anything like that?
Yeah. So I remember the podcast, the other podcast I was a guest on was called Knowing is Half the Podcast.
Oh, yes. Yes.
They started reviewing old G.I. Joe cartoons, and then it's like just old cartoons. And I did watch Alvin and the Chipmunks growing up, which I think it must have been like, I don't know, like maybe 8 or 9. So like late 80s, probably early 90s. And then they had this movie called The Chipmunk Adventure.
Oh, yes.
And I own that. I got that as a DVD present for my brother like years ago. And like, we just watched it tonight. Like It's a terrible movie. Like in terms of
does not hold up.
Yeah, in terms of like plot and like adults yelling at children, like it's not great. And the animation is kind of wonky, but it just has this sentimental feeling, and it's chipmunks singing covers of songs like Wooly Bully. They're singing Wooly Bully. My kid again, my kids just love it because it's like it's chipmunks. They're singing Wooly Bully. What's not to like?
Yeah, no, I love that song. Even the voices, it's charming. It's annoying, it's so charming.
I will tell you though, they make the Chipettes a little too sexy than they need to be.
I will agree with that. There's a lot of makeup from what I don't have a picture in front of me, but I recall that there's a lot of makeup on them.
And then there's a song that they sing to an orphan penguin that you need your mom. By 3 chipmunk called the Chipettes who also don't have a mom. So again, it's not a perfect movie. I'm not saying race and watch it. I'm just saying it's something from my childhood that I've shared with my children. And we just accept this weird chipmunk music world.
Oh, that's so wild. I wonder what like kids now, because we hold on to like these memories. I had a tape of like Alvin Shorts as a kid. I didn't have the movie or anything, but I remember this. This is sentimental to me too. like, what's the version of a kid's show today that they're going to be like, oh, it's not the best, but like, this is a near and dear to my heart, like 30 years from now.
I don't know. Kids shows today, they're so smart. They're so clever. They are. They're like self-esteem.
They really are.
They got this guy called Pete the Cat. It's a book series. What? And then, do you know about Pete the Cat?
I don't think I do. I'm thinking of Felix.
Yeah, Felix was high on mushrooms. Pete the Cat is like a cool guy who everything's cool and proper and like we are respectful and we care. And it's so high self-esteem and it's like, there's no complaints. Like I watch it as an adult and I'm like, yeah, I can do things and I can ask for help. And that's right. Sometimes we need to ask our parents and our friends for help. Like it's so good.
Googled Pete the Cat and immediately the two first things that pop up, Pete the Cat, I love my white shoes.
Which, yeah.
Hell yeah. Like positivity. And then the second Pete the Cat and his four groovy buttons.
Yep. Oh, literally I have a book that's called Pete the Cat and the Cool Caterpillar. And the whole book is about how caterpillars change to a butterfly and that we have to respect that change and we have to let that change be free and we have to celebrate it. And change is scary, but it's good.
There's layers to that.
That's literally what the book is. And I'm like, okay, guys, go to bed now. I love you and you see me and I see you and you see everybody and it's okay. But yeah, no, we don't have that. We have Alvin and the Chipmunks and...
But you said your kids also know who Alvin and the Chipmunks are. How do they know?
They know because of that movie, because of the Chipmunk Adventure.
Okay.
That and it's again the movie is not, we're not learning big lessons from it. But there's songs and the kids and the you know, there's fun songs and they laugh and it's not the worst thing I've shown my kids. But it's not the best. Like, it's not educational time. It's like, just put this on. It's okay.
I get that. Have you or them seen the live action one? Or I guess it's multiple movies, yeah. I think.
Not yet. For the record, my kids are 4, so they just got into like watching real life movies.
Okay.
Yeah. Like we just watched Jumanji for the first time and they're like, okay, I get it. This weird guy. There's a lion. Okay.
They're actually a step ahead of me. I've somehow never seen that movie. So good on them. However, I have seen these live action Alvin and the Chip. I worked at the movie theater when these came out. And the bad guy in these movies is played by David Cross. And his name is also Ian. And I wore my name tag at the movie theater and kids did not like me. it was very funny. But yeah, David Cross about people too.
I've heard they're very funny. Like I've heard they're very family friendly funny.
Yeah. From what I recall, I think it's a lot of like slapsticky stuff. Yeah. I think just funsies.
They're still song, right? They're still doing the singing. They still sing.
From what I recall, yeah. I think it's mostly Seville's kid now, the real life guy. I don't remember his name. I'm not going to go back and look it up because it was complicated. But yeah, his kid, I think, is doing the voices now and his wife as well for the Chipettes.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. So they're still keeping it going.
It's like a Muppets. Like it's a family affair. Like I didn't realize that. That's cool. Good for that guy.
What, since the 1950s? So that's 70 years of this franchise. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. No, I mean, to continue to adapt and adjust and good for them. Good for you, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
You do you.
Look at you not just taking your one-hit wonder and hiding away. You're no Milli Vanilli. You went for it. Good for you.
Now, the song itself, usually we dig deep into the meaning on this podcast, you know, because of the ambiguous lyrics. Surface level song. it's pretty straightforward.
Kind of gets to the point. Yes, fair. And that point being is that Alvin is not a bad child. Alvin is a normal child that gets yelled at a normal amount of times. The other two kids are just really nice. That's as a kid, I always thought Alvin was a troublemaker, but now I'm like, nope, Alvin's just a regular kid. Those other two kids are super good.
No, it's Alvin was doing his job, and then he gets, if I recall, he starts loving the song. He gets a little carried away, and then Dave's like, "No, you gotta stop it now!" I'm like, Dave, you were just hyping him up a minute ago. It's like giving a kid a lollipop and be like, "No more lollipops."
Yes, do that. He really set Alvin up for that. That's right.
That's funny. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. They want Christmas to be now. It's weird saying they don't want Christmas to be late, because I think it always lands on the same day of the year, right? It's right. Not like Thanksgiving.
right.
So that's a little odd. But beyond that, they're all layers that hold up. They say they want a hula hoop. Yeah. They say they want child's toys like that. They don't say like Game Boy or whatever the 1950s equivalent still holds up.
The hula hoop might have been the Game Boy of the 1950s, if we're being honest.
That is exactly what they say. Yeah. that's how they marketed it. back in the 19, hey, look here, kid, the hula hoops and Game Boy of the 1950s.
What's a Game Boy? Don't worry about it, kid.
you'll know when you're older. Now, the fact that these chipmunks can talk and to humans in their world, how do you think they got their voices? Like, they just accept this as a fact.
You know, that's a good point. They don't have as complex as an origin story as like Ninja Turtles, right? There was no ooze.
No. Not that I know of. Maybe there's a origin story. Not that I know of. I think they were just orphans, right?
Yeah. I think they're just orphans.
Just orphans.
Just orphans. How boring. Chipmunk orphans.
To talk and sing.
Giant chipmunk orphans. Well, I think Dave taught them to talk and sing. I think he...
Oh. Really?
I think that's the idea, right? I think like he adopted these three. You know, maybe they could already sing. Man.
That's pretty sadistic though. That's like if I bought a hamster at like PetSmart and like, hey, you're gonna make me a one-hit wonder, kid. sing this Christmas song.
But I'm gonna yell at you about it. Like, bring your self-esteem down.
Good. Kubrick you into singing.
You know, I don't think there's ever an explanation. I think they're just there.
Are there other creatures besides like the Chipettes?
No, I think it's just the Chipettes and the chipmunks.
I think you're right. I did ask the internet. Nothing good ever starts with that sentence. I did ask the internet how they thought that the chipmunks got their voices. I did get a few responses. Okay. So I'm just going to go over those real quick. Chris Rubino over Twitter replied, "They are the reincarnated ghosts of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper, sent to hell to track down 113 escaped souls." Which I think that's all the people that died in that plane crash, right?
My mouth is open, ajar, because that makes perfect sense. I mean, clearly. I mean,
and that's around the same time period, too,
It really is.
We get another response from Dana Wisson, who's actually the guest on next week's episode. Spoiler alert, if this comes out on time. She said, "The chipmunks are actually the Little Mermaid's children. I guess that's what happens when mermaids and humans have sex."
Also fair.
Which makes sense, because the Little Mermaid gave up her voice and ability to sing, I think, when she became human, right? I think it's been a while.
She definitely did that. I mean, chipmunks, they sing, you know? That's, yep. You know?
So I think these are just chipmunks that can sing. They're just animal prodigies. I think that's all there is for that.
It happens. It happens out there. You know, they have dogs that howl and kind of. That same thing. Same exact thing.
If you could describe the song in three words, what would those three words be?
Oh man, three words. Well, definitely jolly.
Jolly?
Jolly. catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Jolly, catchy, and I'm gonna say funny. I think it's funny.
That
a man is yelling at his children. That's what's happening.
I don't think there's any other hit song that ends in an argument.
Right. Right. And then they argue.
It literally like fades out on an argument, if I recall.
It does. No, it really does.
And it won Grammy for that, so they must know exactly what they're doing.
They're like, yeah, 1958, right? This is yep. This is America. We're arguing, yelling at our children, getting hula hoops.
the American dream.
The American dream. This is it. This is what we've been trying to get to, you guys. Back to this. Making America back to this. Jesus.
On that note, that's a perfect note. We'll head into break, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about not the music video per se, but where the song's been featured in. Performance wise. So stay tuned! And we are back to Wonders, a one hit wonder podcast. And you know that. Why? Because you're listening to this podcast. You did not tune in on the radio unless you skipped. One-thirds into this podcast and like, hey, what's up? Let's skip to the meat, the bones, where they're talking about the meaning of the song. Well, you just missed that. So skip back about 2 minutes. You'll find that where we talk about the American dream. Right now, we're going to talk about the music video, which is actually just a cartoon. This was featured on The Alvin Show. They've redone this song quite a few times, but it was first on The Alvin Show. I remember this growing up. It was on my VHS tape. Like you said, the animation's kind of wonky.
Yeah,
I dig it. Honestly, it gives me the feels.
Yeah, it's like box Kraft mac and cheese and Pop Tarts. Like,
yeah,
it's not great, but it's how I remember it. It's exactly how I remember it as a kid.
That's a very good way to explain it. yeah, and you can look this up on YouTube. They have quite a few clips. There's also a footage of them performing this on the Ed Sullivan Show, which is like a big, like the freaking Beatles played on the Ed Sullivan Show around the same time. It's black and white footage, and they're performed not with cartoons, but with puppets. It's very trippy. It's very Twilight Zone-y.
Okay.
And Dave Seville, the actual guy, is there, and he's live action, and he's interacting with these puppets, still yelling at them, completely in character.
Oh, man.
It's very, very trippy. And he doesn't really look like Dave in the cartoons, which is trippy. He's like second generation Armenian, which was actually really cool to see. Especially for that time period,
yeah.
I feel like not very well represented in TV, let alone the Ed Sullivan Show.
That's cool.
Yeah, so good for him. But yeah, it's a very cool clip. If this song was made today, not necessarily in like the high pitched voices or anything, who do you think would be the one to make it?
Oh gosh, I'm so unhip when it comes to music. So.
Oh, it doesn't even have to be like a modern band. Well, if you say like freaking Joni Mitchell, I'll buy it.
Well, like you, as soon as you started saying it, my first thought was like, this is like something the Jonas Brothers would do, right? Like,
I think so.
Somehow they're yelling at their brother. Or,
oh yeah, like that dynamic. I see
that.
Yeah,
like somehow, you know, I don't know. So it would be like one of like a family. I don't know. Does Hanson still perform? Are they still a thing?
That's very funny that you mentioned that because that's exactly what next week's episode is.
Oh,
stay tuned for Bop.
Oh my gosh. That's also a, yeah, that's a one hit. Yeah. Yeah. That's the only song I know.
I consider it. They have other hits, but I consider it a one hit wonder.
Do they have other hits?
No.
I don't. Yeah, that, I mean, because obviously, like I said, it's a very silly, funny song. Like,
yeah, there are a couple covers of this song, so that gets us halfway there. I feel like Tegan and Sarah, if you're familiar with them, like a folk pop band, surprisingly have a version of this song. Not really a serious band, from what I would consider them. They have it on a compilation album, mostly done in their normal voices. It's a nice, kind of heartwarming tune. But they are sisters, so they do yell at each other. Right. That part's kind of nice that they kept that. Glee also covered the song.
Of course they did.
It's weird, and they do it in the high-pitched voices.
Is it funny, or is it just like, guys?
They try to make it sexy. It's weird.
Oh.
They like sip helium. I don't watch the show. I just watched this clip on YouTube and baffled.
I have quite a list of things to watch now. I have that is on the top of my list.
See, I did not do the important research, like the name of the guy who made the song. Instead I watched Glee clips.
I think you're okay. I think if you always just look for Glee clips, you'll be fine.
Honestly, they probably did do every one-hit wonder some point.
I mean, they did. There was, what, 5 seasons or so? There was a lot of music in that from that show.
Yeah.
Because I think I only watched like the first 2 seasons.
I watched the Rocky Horror episode.
Oh, that was good.
Which I did like that.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. Yeah, for the record, everybody, I'm not saying crap about Glee. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying sometimes when you take music and change it to like a 4-part harmony, it just doesn't work the same way. It just doesn't always work. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does not.
And especially out of context at 8 p.m. on a Friday night.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying. I'm just...
We are pro Glee.
Yeah, I'm all for Glee. Like, I'm not down on Glee.
I don't want the Glee fandom knocking on my door.
No. I'm not messing with that. I'm part of like the Office fan, so I respect, man. You have your shows. Respect. Just, don't come at me. I won't come at you. It's cool. It's all cool.
If they made a sequel to this song, what do you think that would be like?
Oh my goodness, a sequel. Well,
or I guess, as the second Alvin and the Chipmunks is, a squeakquel.
That's a good pun. It works all the time. That's good job. I forgot that pun.
I forgot about that. Literally, I didn't have that in my notes. I just remembered that.
That was good. That was worth it. I'm done. Goodbye, everybody. I can't top squeakquel. I guess it would just have to be an updated version. Like, I guess it'd have to be like a place, like, wouldn't it just have to be like an updated equipment? And then it would be like, Alvin, are you texting? Alvin, are you, get off your phone. Like, it would have to be like just a modern version of, like what we already deal with.
Yeah, I actually see that working very well. I wonder if they have done that. As far as I could tell, they haven't, but that is a really good idea, honestly.
My finding fee, you can just send me my finding fee now. It's okay, everybody. Sony, if you want to take it, it's fine. It's good idea. Yeah, I don't know why the new Chipmunk movies aren't during Christmas, are they? Like, they're not set in Christmas? Maybe that's why they haven't thought about it.
I feel like the one that I saw did have a Christmas scene at least. So I think the song is in the movie, but I think it's the same song still. Yeah.
Which, hey, it's a one hit wonder. It's a Grammy winning,
three-time Grammy winning.
Yeah. You don't remake that.
No. Usually we dive into a little bit where the band is today. We talked a little bit about that already. They made quite a few live action movies. They actually do have a TV show right now.
No kidding. Of course they do.
I don't have cable, but apparently they have a show, CGI, which is kind of weird because I'm used to the cartoon. But it's been on for like 4 seasons on Nickelodeon.
What?
Yeah.
I don't have cable either. I only I have, you know, Netflix and Disney. What? I did not know that. Wow. Yeah. Good for them.
And it's still, again, by like his son and his wife still doing the voices like they did in the 80s and 90s.
Can you imagine your father creates Alvin and the Chipmunks and his whole life, he's like, you're going to take this over. You're going to take this over. And you're like, no, Dad, I'm going to be my own man. I don't want to be Alvin and the Chipmunks. I'm better than this. And then on his deathbed, he grabs your hand. He's like, you have to be Alvin. Alvin. And you're like, yes, Dad, I'll do it.
Alvin.
Yeah. He goes, Alvin.
I hope. Oh, God, this might be a little disgraceful. I hope Dave Seville on his deathbed is final words. Alvin. Fade to black. If they make a Dave Seville biopic.
This
is my pitch. Oh God, that's dark, but I like it.
It's very fun. I mean, it's very funny. I mean, if he's gone, may he rest in peace. Like he's the man brought a lot of joy to many people's lives. But that's still a very funny thought.
And his son and his wife are like in their 70s, I think.
Oh, wow.
And they're still doing this. I guess all you need to do is just crank the pitch up more. But still, it's characters. It's hard work.
But I mean, to still be so passionate about, because he doesn't have to do it. He could totally hire somebody else to do it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
And I think they did that for some of the newer movies. I think they like stunt casted like Jesse McCartney and stuff.
Yeah.
But then circling back for the cartoons again and doing it, I think that's cool.
Wow.
So we're going to jump into a little trivia segment.
Okay.
This is about the song itself, also a little bit about Alvin and Chipmunks, a little bit about Dave's, I almost said Dave Chappelle. just want to know, how much do you really know about Dave Chappelle? But no, Dave Seville. Let's dive in. Trivia. Yeah.
Trivia.
First question. In 1994, Alvin and the Chipmunks made a special version of this song, Christmas Don't Be Late, collaboration with which of the following? Was it a smooth jazz version with Kenny G? Was it a hard rock version with Ozzy Osbourne? Or was it a folk edition with Joni Mitchell?
Oh gosh, I'm gonna go with Kenny G, because Kenny G was pretty cool back then. I mean, he's still cool. I don't wanna.
Is it Kenny G, 1994. That is correct.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't find it, but the internet says it exists, so I believe.
Whoa. Good for you, Kenny G. Good for you.
Next question. Under the stage name Dave Seville, he also had one other novelty hit song beside the Chipmunk song that we mentioned earlier. Was that song, and this is a novelty song, was that song Flying Purple People Eater, The Witch Doctor, or was it Amish Paradise?
Was it The Witch Doctor?
It was The Witch Doctor.
Yes!
That is correct. I think they actually do that too.
They cover that song. And in fact, I think that was on the B side of that record.
Oh, wow.
That I had. I'm now remembering them singing the Witch Doctor song, and that made no sense why they did, except for the fact that now I know it's because it's written by the same person.
And the original version, his version, does feature a little bit of voice modulation. So it was like kind of the origin story of Alvin and Chipmunks, I guess. He was playing with the speeds and everything. But that was his first one-hit wonder. And then he tried out stuff with Alvin and Chipmunks. But came out the same year. And so did Flying Purple People Eater, but that was written by someone else.
Ah, I was like, that's a real song? Oh my gosh.
It is. It's also a novelty song that also hit number one, which is weird that they had so many novelty songs on the radio back then. That's like if Weird Al just had all the top hits when we turn on K-Rock. That would be weird.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, wow. We were all just funnier back then, everybody. We were all funnier. We all appreciate it. It's fine. It's fine, everybody. It's fine.
For the Chipettes, we mentioned them. We talked about them a little bit, but we did not mention their names yet. So there are three of them with their names. Brittany, Eleanor, and Jeanette. Susie, Penelope, Brianna. Or Alvinette, Simonette, and Theodorette.
It's definitely A, but I love number C though.
Honestly, making these trivia questions is half the fun of this podcast. You are 100% correct. Brittany, Eleanor, and Jeanette are the three. Again, performed by his wife Janice. Yeah, and they were featured specifically, I think, in that, was it the Great Adventure movie?
Yeah, they're in that, and I remember them in the old series. But
yeah, they pop up. They're like the female version of Alvin and Chipmunks. Yeah. Next question. Alvin and Chipmunks were nominated for several Grammys, including Record of the Year. They did not win that one. But they were nominated. So weird. This was all during a milestone Grammy year. So was this the 25th Grammy Awards, the first or the fifth?
Oh, God. I don't know how long the Grammys have been around. I guess I'm going to go 25th.
That is incorrect, unfortunately. It was the first ever Grammy Awards.
Wow.
They won three Grammy Awards and were nominated for Record of the Year alongside like Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee.
Wow. Yeah.
Like right up there alongside. Again, that would never happen.
No. It's the first year. They're still testing the water.
Working out the kinks.
Wow.
But it was a completely serious event. Black tie, right. Like Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack are all there. It's so bizarre.
Wow.
But good for them.
Yeah.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, of course, are Alvin, Simon, Theodore. Are these three named after his record company executives, his poker buddies, or his wife's ex-boyfriends?
Oh, man. Oh, I'm gonna just go with poker buddies. That seems I have no reason to any of these. These are all hard.
The correct answer is actually record company executives.
Okay.
You put this out through Liberty Records. Al Bennett worked for that, which is Alvin. Cy Warnarker, which is Simon, and then Ted was the name of the recording engineer, which is how we got Theodore.
Wow.
So that's the equivalent of looking around the room and naming things. Kind of lazy, but no.
I wonder if he literally was in the room and was like, Alvin.
Or that's kind of a kiss-up situation to name it after your boss.
Yeah.
But no, I'm going to assume that they were all good friends.
Smart move, though.
Very smart move. I completely forgot the score tally, but you got somewhere around 3 out of 5.
Yes.
We score in, what did Chipmunks eat? Nuts. So we got 3 out of 5 nuts. So, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll take my nuts. Thank you very much. I will hide them away, forget where I left them, and it's going to be a great summer. Perfect.
On that perfect note, we will head to our second final break, and then we will come back to a little improvised segment.
Ooh, okay.
Welcome back yet again from our second break. NPR's, I was going to go with that bit and pretend I'm an NPR show, but I can't. I forgot every NPR show. So that bit, all things considered, that's what the show is. No. This is Wonders, a one-hit wonder podcast. You know that because you're already listening. We're back from the second break. Allie, you and I are both comedy improvisers. I haven't improvised in a while, but I was a comedy improviser back before the pandemic. So we're gonna play in the world that we built. Anything over the last 45 minutes that we've talked about, the bits, the song itself, anything that you want, we can do a scene about.
We gotta do Mr. Seville's deathbed. I mean, that's what the people are clamoring for. They said more deathbed, deathbed.
I've got this. I'm gonna in post pitch one of our voices. So one of us can be the chipmunks.
Okay.
And then the other one will be Dave. Okay. I've just had such a long life. I'm gonna leave everything to my son, I think.
Can you be specific on which son?
Well, I was thinking about the fourth chipmunk.
What? There's four?
Right. Hey, doctor over you there, you.
Yes.
What's your name?
It's Dr. Rosenthrott.
Okay, yeah, there's a fourth chipmunk. His name is Rosenthrott.
What? I'm your fourth chipmunk?
That's exactly right.
I didn't even know I was adopted. This is amazing.
Come here. I'm leaving everything to you.
Oh my gosh. Do I call you Dad or do I call you Dave? Because they call you Dave and I always thought that was weird, so...
That is pretty weird that you mention it, but you can call me.
Oh no,
Dave.
Oh,
you can also call me Dave. It just makes it more consistent.
Yes, that's fair. I don't want to be rude to my new brothers. So Dave, this is so shocking. First off, I'm your son. Second off, I'm a chipmunk. And I was your doctor this whole time, and I just didn't know. I want you to know that I gave you the best care I could, regardless, before even knowing I was your son. I really did try to.
I feel like you're going to off me now that you know that you're getting all my stuff.
Well, you're only thinking that because my hand is on the plug right now. I'm going to remove my hand from the plug, so I don't want you to – it's not –
Why was your hand on that plug? Did it get better circulation or?
You know, if I'm being honest with you, Dave, can I just call you Dad? It's weird. It's weird. If you adopted me, I would call you Dad. Why would you want me to call you by your first name?
I will allow you to call me Dad, but I will not like it.
I respect that. This is just a lot, you know. This whole time I thought that my father was a farmer and that I was going to have no inheritance. And now you're telling me that I'm going to inherit everything. So I'm sorry. I got a little greedy and put my hand on the plug because I'm sorry. There's a lot of information coming at me. What exactly am I inheriting? I mean,
you're inheriting both of my records, all three of my Grammys.
Yes.
So you're getting all those titles. You're getting the whole production company. But I want to tell you this. I'm mostly doing this so that the other chipmunks are jealous.
We can hear you, Dave. The three of us are still in the room as you talk to Dr. your new fourth chipmunk.
Oh, does it make you feel bad?
Yeah, Dad, this is Alvin. I always feel bad. You have constantly made me feel bad. You know how hard it was for me to come over here and to try to be nice to you? You're so mean to me. Always yelling at me. And now you're telling me I don't even get an inheritance?
You're right. You're completely right. Alvin.
Yeah, Dad, I'm right here.
Alvin.
Dad, I'm right here.
Oh, Simon.
Dad, I'm right here. I'm right here too. Dave.
What do you think about me? Am I really such a bad dad?
You've always been encouraging to me. In fact, you have always encouraged my intelligence. It's why I'm work for NASA now. You've really pushed me to my intelligent strengths.
Thank you. That's also why you wear glasses, to make you look smarter. Thank you. You're welcome. Hey, short, stubby one.
Theodore! My name is Theodore, Dad.
Yes, I love you, Theodore. What do you think about me?
Dad, you're the best dad ever. I mean, you even let me call you dad. You know, you didn't tell anybody else, but, you know, you've always pushed me and succeeded me. And now I hold the record for the most hot dogs eaten in a single sitting because you've always pushed me and supported my dreams.
That's right. Remember that when I'm not here.
I will.
Now, Alvin.
What?
Dad, what?
I pushed you so far. And even now on my deathbed, by adopting a fourth chipmunk, just to make you work harder.
Work harder at what?
Singing.
Dad, I sing all the time.
You'll be for me now, Alvin. Sing for me.
Dad, Dave, I love you so. Please don't ever go. How's that? Dave, I'm right here. Beep. Beep. Oh, no. I think he's gone. Well, that sucks.
Oh, so you are sad that I would pass.
Yes. Dave, I love you, even though you're a terrible father and constantly push me. It's why I have a heroin addict now. But it's fine. You're still my dad that you adopted me, made me sing.
That's all that I needed to hear. I still have another year to live. I just arranged this whole thing just to hear what people really think of me.
What? The doctor here?
That's right. I'm going to take my chipmunk mask off and you can see I'm that old man. And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you crummy chipmunks.
Ugh. And scene. Oh, that's a great callback.
Oh, improv is fun, everybody.
It is.
Improv is fun.
I do miss it. No matter what I say, I do miss it.
Oh, yeah. It's you know, it's... There's just something about performing that you can take a break from it, but it's like you get that itch, you know? Get an itch.
Yes. And it is like riding a bicycle because you can still picture it all. And this is like a bat. That's a very improv inside baseball reference, but it's like a radio play. You know, yeah. We can't see each other. We don't have cameras on or anything right now, but it's fun. Doing characters again.
Yeah.
That's about all for the episode. Do you have anything you want to plug?
I am a host of a parenting comedy podcast. It's called First Time Parent. It's on all the major podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. And it's basically I interview parents and we laugh about the craziness of being a parent. I'm also on the on Twitch, the Twitch channel, on Thursday nights, for the Pack Theater. If you search Pack Theater on Twitch, I'm there Thursday nights at 10, but if you go any night of the week, there's amazing comedy. So if you're looking for a comedy sketch, stand up, it's definitely a fun thing to look up. It's the new YouTube, you know, Twitch.
I agree. I'm also on the Pack Theater's Twitch, quite a bit, random shows. So you could catch me there, Ian Zandy. Yeah, follow this show on Instagram. That's mostly the platform where I will be promoting episodes. Wonders Pod is the handle. A lot of people were confused when I was promoting this on a stand-up show. That is O-N-E-D-E-R-S Pod, which someone suggested that. It's actually from a movie, which I also didn't know when I made the podcast.
You haven't seen...
That
thing you do.
I did see it after I Googled it.
Oh, very funny.
But it's great. It fits for this show. I love it. I love it so much. But they were also confused by the name in the movie. So it fits so much. The O-Neaters, as they call it.
Yeah.
But yes, you can follow Wonders Pod on all the Instagrams. Beyond that, at Ian Zandy, that's been our show. Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode. Come back next week when we hopefully have Hanson. Not the band, but we'll be talking about it. Bye.
Bye.